I don't know. Let's see. What would someone want to ask? What was I like as a kid?
Stubborn. kind of like a mother. I'm sure it must have been nothing like me. His good qualities came from me, you know.
Yeah, you know. You know, the good looks came from somebody else.
No. Wrong, dude. Where did I find you? Can I take you back?
Wait, my life was pretty much basketball. All I did was play basketball.
Remember the time that you went to that camp and they said that you ruined that door? And I stood behind you and said, "No, you didn't ruin it. You said that it was already shaky on the hinges." And then I find out 10 years later that you did it.
I don't remember this.
That was at the camp in McMinnville.
But I went 2 years in a row?
Yeah. You and Josh.
Probably, man. I mean, I went to this camp 2 weeks in a row. And the first week, all I did was eat. And I gained like 10 pounds because the food was so good. And then the second time, I actually went and worked hard. And, that was hard because I ate so much the first time.
Well, how about the time you got to play one-on-one with Clyde Drexler?
Yeah, Clyde Drexler with the Portland Trailblazers. This one is really awesome. Before, you know, like in his prime. Yeah, it was like a camp. And I actually got a chance to go free because we didn't have any money, really. Dad worked two jobs. And we didn't have cash. And so I got a chance to win a chance to go play basketball versus Michael Jordan in the Blazer camp. Clyde Drexler. I wish Michael Jordan. Anyways, I was playing one-on-one. He goes, "Anyone out of the audience want to play me a one-on-one?" He was showing examples. And I raised my hand, and he actually picked me. And so I went and played one-on-one with Clyde Drexler. And then what happened was he went up to take a shot, and he has this little hang time before he shoots the ball. And it was all luck. It was all luck. But he shot the ball, and I blocked his shot. And for that camp period, everyone made fun of Clyde Drexler because some high school kid blocked him.
He tried three times and missed, and the next day I came in and said, "Hey, my wife took a picture. Would you autograph it?" And he says, "I will if you understand that he didn't beat me."
Yeah. He says, it was all luck.
He says, "If I would have been playing my regular game, I'd have been right over the top of him and landed on him, and he'd have had a foul."
Yeah, that was kind of, my life was basketball, baseball cards, mowing lawns.
No, wait a minute. Let's go back to the mowing lawns.
I mowed other people's lawns.
Yeah, but
they paid good money.
I know, but one day you said, "Oh, my back hurts, Dad, I can't do it." So I said, "Okay," and I went down, mowed the yard, got the money, and you said, "Dad, can I have the money?" And I said, "No." I said, "I mowed it, you didn't." So I was trying to teach him the fact that, you know, you get what you work for.
But I did. I mowed some. Oh, yeah. I mowed a lot. That's how I made my money, I guess. And then I buy fireworks and make them into legal fireworks because I'm not going to say.
Rockets.
Yeah, like that was the thing. When you were a kid, it was candy, sports, and fireworks, and basketball cards.
When I was a kid, we actually made rockets.
We walked up a hill both ways to school in your bare feet in the middle of the snow. So.
In the summer.
Yeah, that's pretty much the truth, probably.
Yeah.
But, dude, now it's weird. Now, my sister's kids.
You think I get in the covered wagons, too.
Right. Well, now we talk on cell phones.
Smoke signals.
Yeah, back then it was smoke signals.
Yeah,
wait.
You ever guys know what a party line is?
The party line, actually, that's when everyone shared phone number. You know, Grandpa, he had number 3 or something like that in Oregon. He had, like, some, like, weird number forever.
Yeah.
Not 3. It was like something like one of the top 10 numbers. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, one of the first ones.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, but yeah. What else? What else? We're almost to the airport.
I never get to see him because he's always working.
That's true.
But
I am always working.
He has invited me out a few times to a swimming pool, and that's kind of cool. Except for that guy, I was trying to eat his leg one day, and he told me he almost kicked me out of the pool because I'm not supposed to eat the bones.
Yeah, that's my skeleton that floats around in there.
Yeah.
That guy's got the life, man. He just kicks it all day long.
Well, I know, but you got his head stuck in that cage now, so.
That's another skull.
That's another skull.
I have a lot of skeletons in my house. There's a lot of skulls.
Yeah, you walk up the stairs, and there's two on each edge of the stairs all the way up. Not that I think he's a little weird, but, I didn't think I raised that kind of guy. But
so what did you think of me going and hunting ghosts from the first part till now?
Well, at first I thought, this is okay. You know, I don't believe in them. And then I went to that, you had that.
A ghost hunt in Virginia City. Way back in the day, before the show even started.
It was that right the first year it started. It just started.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And
the documentary is being played.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
And right after the documentary.
Right.
And I went down up there, and I thought, yeah, right. And we had a voice that told, we asked it, there were three prostitutes, or six prostitutes got killed in this house of ill repute, and they found out that it was the pimp, and they hung him, and I guess all their bodies stayed underneath this bar because they couldn't dig the ground because it froze up there. So they all, you know, anyhow, their ghosts hung out, and we got in there with four of us, and two of us had some stuff on our recorder, and it said, we asked, what's your name, how'd you die, do you want help, and can we pray for you? And his said, he goes, what's your name, nothing. How'd you die? Nothing. And it said, do you want help? And there was a, yes, yes. And then, do you want us to pray for you? And there was nothing. So I did it. Mine said, what's your name? Nothing. How'd you die? Nothing. Do you want help? Nothing. We all looked at each other, and it said, do you want us to pray for you? And he went, no. Just like that. And we were freaked out. We all went right upstairs. And after that, I believed in ghosts.
Well, again, I didn't really ask about your first ghost experience. Well, I kind of asked what you thought.
What I thought about it? Well, now I think he's crazy. You know, but then I've got a ghost in my house. It's a shadow figure, so it's no big deal. One night I walked through it, and it was like walking through ice, and I called him up about 3 in the morning, because he's always up at 3 in the morning. And yep. I told him what happened. He goes, oh, Dad, it's just a ghost. He says, I do that 2 or 3 times a night. So I thought, well, I guess I got it made then. I'm not so bad off. So.
Yeah, and your ghost just kicks around the house. Your ghost, yeah, I don't know if it interacts by with you. Yeah. Mine decided to. Dude, I just had that last night. It's when I go to bed, you can hear it almost every night. It's the craziest thing lately. And I heard this guy whistling. I don't know if it was a guy, but it sounded like a guy whistling. And at the time, I knew the song, and I was like, oh, I won't forget this. And then, like, I go to bed, and I forget what the song was. But and then you hear the footsteps, and it's weird, man. But again, like, from me being a kid, from me starting off when I was before Ghost of Interest till now, like, a lot's changed.
Oh, yeah.
We have had many, 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 many conversations about religion and ideas and thoughts about ghosts. I mean, for the last 5 years, and it's like...
Yeah.
It's just like, that's what we talk about, those kind of, we're really into Art Bell ghosts and all that kind of conspiracy theory stuff. We love talking about that stuff. And it seems like since I've been hunting ghosts, these conversations have gotten more intelligent. Yeah.
And stuff that I used to think, Aaron's starting to think now, you know, about, you know, like another realms and what's going on. And it's funny because a lot of the stuff we talk about now, I'm going, I used to think about that when I got out of the service, or, you know, because I'd see so much death in the war, and you kind of wonder what went on with all that. And I don't know. I probably wanted to live my life, my youth through him when he's playing basketball, but now I'm living my older life through what he's doing too. So, I mean, I really believe in the stuff a lot of the stuff he tells me, I really believe. And a lot of the stuff he kind of thinks I'm believing. Some of it I think's a little far-fetched, but, you know, that's gonna be until we can talk each other into something, you know, or learn, you know.
Yeah.
But there is some wild stuff that goes on in this world. And, you know, I just think there's some realms that we get into that are very strange, and I really enjoy talking to him about it because we, you know, we don't prove anything. We don't know for sure, but we learn, and it's fun, you know.
But I'm always right, right?
Yeah, once in a while. I remember back in '02 or something, you were right once in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he was a kid, you know, when you're in high school, you know everything or your buddies know everything.
Right.
I would try to tell him something. He says, oh, Dad, my buddies know more about that than you do. And they said, and I'm going, whatever. Well, one day he calls me up. He says, hey, Dad, he used to be a sell tires. He said, Dad, I need to get some tires. Which tires do I want to get? I need to do. And I said, wait a minute. I said, put my son on the phone. He said, Dad, this is me. I said, no, my son doesn't think I know anything.
No, I still don't, but...
But, you know, but he makes me feel better now. He acts like he cares. But, yeah, things have changed, and, you know, maybe it's because he's, you know, 50 years older. How old are you?
I don't know. I don't know. I feel real young, but...
Well, so do I, but my body won't move very young.
But lately it seems like I'm overworking myself a lot, so I feel older, but... That's the part of life. If you don't overwork yourself, then you never work.
Yeah, we were talking tonight about how tired you get and how you almost feel sick when you're so tired. And that's, I work on the railroad and I go out anytime, any morning, any night. And Aaron does the same thing with his job. He's up, you know, all night long and not getting rest. And so where the heck are we?
Well, right now we're at the airport, so I'm just kind of driving around some streets trying to get. I mean, you don't have to be there.
Get some time for this.
Well, you don't have to be there for another 10 minutes at least. Yeah. So.
I want to learn what he's doing. You know how he's doing, what he's doing, why he's doing it, and it's interesting because I believe there's another life after. You know, there's life after death. You know, and we need to know that.
Right. Well, and through this, what I'm doing here, you will learn how I do it. I do it a little different. I do it way different, actually. As soon as I start talking about my beliefs and how I think things work and all this stuff, I mean, this is literally a 7-hour conversation, and I'll be like, throughout all these podcasts, you'll hear more and more and more me talking about how I feel, what I believe, how I do things. So it's like, it's not all going to be throughout one thing. It's going to be bits and pieces throughout all these. So if you're good, you could edit up all these bits and pieces and then put it all in one. But
well, you could spend a day on your bug stories, you know.
My bug stories?
Yeah, the bug stories about the dragonfly.
Oh, yeah.
And the flies that...
That's right. Well, I'll tell the dragonfly story real quick. I'm walking through this place called Town Square. It's in Las Vegas. It's basically a little outdoor shopping mall with restaurants and movie theater. It's real trendy, awesome out here in Vegas. And me and my buddy were walking, and I look over at this, like, I think it was a makeup or like earring shop, and these girls were freaking out and they're throwing stuff at the window, and I thought they're throwing it at us, and I was like, what? And then I realized, so I kind of popped my head in to see what they were doing, and they were trying to kill a dragonfly that had been flying around all day for like, I guess, an hour and a half, and it kept running into the windows, and they've been trying to shoo it off and all this stuff, and I guess they just gave up and were just trying to kill it. So I walked in, I go, what are you doing? You know, and they're all like, the dragonfly, and girls were screaming because they're scared of it. And I was just like, whoa, and I just felt like, stop, no, do not hurt this animal. It's really weird, animal or insect. And so I basically walked over to the window and I put my finger up next to it. And I thought in my head, like, you know, hop on my finger, I'll take you to safety. And I kid you not, this dragonfly got onto my finger. And it looked at me, and I was like, whoa. And I walked it all the way through the store on my finger, walked it out the door. It looked right at me, and in my head, I'm thinking, you know, well, you're obviously free. But it looked back, and it flew off. It was the trippiest thing. And then, like, when I looked back at all the girls, they were like, are you Jesus? Like, it was like random coincidence. Who knows? But it was weird, and like, it's really weird. I've woken up with tons of bees on my leg not stinging me, and because in my pool I've saved bees many times, like get a stick, help them out, they dry off, they fly off. I've helped a bird, and it's like, I don't know if they communicate, but they're all just hanging out on my knee once. That was really, not, didn't even sting me. I woke up and I was just like, oh, and there, it was weird. But yeah, that was my dragonfly story.
Yeah, he's bugging. He bugs people. Bugs. He's a bug man.
I'm a bug man.
That's different. You know, he's got a lot of shoes to wear, and hats to wear.
Oh, but yeah. So that's a little bit more. What else? What else? What else? Let's see here. Age 2 got kicked in the face by a horse.
Yeah.
Age.
Not put some sense into you, probably.
Probably. I think it opened up some, like, third eye. Because do you remember as a kid I'd always be like, oh, I have a feeling this pack's the pack, and I'd pull it out and get a good card. Or
yeah.
I'd always have these random feelings about things, and they'd be right.
Well, we kind of did that tonight playing.
Right.
I did, anyhow.
You did. I was your call. You won all the machines.
I started with $20, and I'm leaving after about 5 hours with $60.
Yeah, so. You're the only one. I basically just lost, and I won 15 or something like that. Yeah. But we had fun. We walked up and down the whole strip, and God, man, I just got done Indianapolis. Walked around the city. We did a lockdown in Indianapolis, and I walked around it every day, all day. I was just walking. Then I came home. And I went to this EDC. It was like a live huge band concert on a racetrack. And that was nothing but walking. Then walk-a-walk-a-walk. So I sound like Fozzie, yeah. The bear. And then,
I was going to say, puppets are here.
And then I did jet skiing the next day. And that was, painful. And I just did a bunch of walking on the strip.
I'm trying to get him in shape.
Yeah. I do a lot of walking. If you wonder why I have lost a lot of weight, it is due to a lot of walking, and I have a pool, and I swim a lot. So that's probably one thing. But
probably got a good suntan.
I probably do have a good suntan. Yeah, I do. I do.
I'm getting one. I've never had one before, really, speak of.
But, well, dude, that looks like Tron.
Everything looks like. These are all twos and threes and fours.
Yeah. Numbers. But what else? I guess that's pretty much good for now. Yeah. Without people asking questions, it's kind
of
tough.
Yeah, that and some of the stories, it's hard to think back. And, once in a while I think of them, and maybe one of these days I'll sit down and write. When I think of a story, I'll write it down so we can talk. And
right. Well, we'll do this much more. I mean, let's just do this a few more times. Definitely soon. As soon as I get this up, I'll be live asking questions with you guys, and then we'll just call up my dad on one of them, just wake him up and get him in his rare moment. But he might say something dumb.
Yeah.
More than likely. He's the guy who I could be sitting there and like someone will recognize me, and then all of a sudden he'll just go off and all these stories and like tell everybody everything, and it's like, dude, come on, man. Like, I got, come on, Dad.
Some of them are even true.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Nah, there's some good ones.
Yeah, we can have some fun. No.
But, yeah, so cool. Well, we're pulling up to the airport now. Hope you enjoyed chilling and listening to me and my dad talk about a bunch of not nonsense, but
good stuff. One of these days I'll just come in and spend the night at your house and get scared to death, and we can do this when you're caught podcasting.
Right. We'll just do one of those things where I do my normal light the candle and make a little circle in the house and open a portal. And yeah. How do you get your dad out of the house? How do I get my dad out of the house? I do a little seance. No,
I'll probably walk right into it. I was at your seance there in Virginia City.
No, I wasn't in that, though. I was the outside. I was on the outside watching it. And then when I walked outside the seance, that binder flew out of my arm and across the, like, way down the hallway, and
oh,
that
really?
Was crazy.
Because I was in the stairway over there, and you said
that's right. And your camera malfunctioned,
and everything. But the funny part was the light when you saw it or something, and you said, Zach, there's something in the hallway over there. And Zach goes, yeah, your dad.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That was funny.
When you do ghost hunts, you got to know where everyone's at.
But that was fun. That really made me a ghost believer.
Yeah, that was...
I kind of was, iffy, like...
The best thing is no one knew who you were, too, because we kept you quiet. And
I told one guy as they were leaving,
everyone was like, are you serious?
Now,
if you go to an event, I think people know you because of Twitter.
Yeah.
If you don't know my dad, my dad's Twitter name is Thunderbird...
14.
Yep.
It's what it is.
That's his Twitter. You've probably seen it.
YouTube.
He's learning how to do Twitter things. Like, sometimes he replies to people, but he just says the words instead of putting the at symbol.
Yeah.
So, lots to learn, Dad. Lots to learn.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out how to work my telephone. You guys got all them Twitters going on. And YouTubers.
And YouTubers and Twitters and Facebookers.
I'm going to try to put some more pictures up on some of that stuff so people can see them, because they're kind of cool. They're history, and I like, you know, I've always liked history, and I want people to know that what Vietnam was really like.
Yeah, you're a Vietnam vet. The best story you've ever told me, real quick before I drop you off, is there's a bunch of guys after you guys. Your helicopter went down. You played dead, and they walked right past you.
They did?
Didn't you tell me that? For real?
Yeah. No, I had to play dead in the field.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but they didn't walk past me.
Oh, well, you played dead so that, like, they wouldn't shoot.
They were shooting at me, and
yeah. I played dead. See? Play dead.
Yeah.
Dogs do it best.
I rolled over my back and put my feet up. They thought I was dead.
But thank goodness.
Thank God a whole bunch of artillery came in and took out the tree line where they were in. That's what saved my bacon. It wasn't my Academy Award winning playing dead.
Oh, damn it. This is the second time I've missed this departing terminal. Fuck, I keep doing this. Oh, I think I can get, I don't know. We'll have to just make another circle. Let's make another circle. I wanted to show you every angle of the airport.
You lost me back there.
Swear I'm at this airport twice a week, either to pick a friend up who's in town, or someone's in town, or drop someone off because they need a ride. The walk through there is a long walk.
I got time.
I know, but
they're probably not at the checkout.
Oh shit! What did I just do?
I don't know.
And we're still rolling on this. All right. Well, you're hearing live me messing up.
Well, now you're in the short.
I should know this. No, I got to go through short term. Okay, here we go. I should know this. I pretty much. I think I should have a VIP spot at this airport. As much as my car is in two spots in life, my garage and at the airport.
Can you go up and go out again?
Yeah.
Without.
Yeah, you just make the loop, and this is like a drive through. Dude, the airport would be so awesome if you had a little go-kart and it was all empty and you could just go haywire as fast as you want.
Oh, yeah.
They should make airport races. That would be awesome.
I remember when I used to come to this deal, and if you sit up on the far side over there and look at the
planes flying in,
the Luxor, and hold a dollar bill, the back of a dollar bill, from this airport to the Luxor, you hold them up and they're the same size, both.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. The
dude, there's so much weird stuff to money. Like, if you fold it up right, it looks like the Hoover Dam. And, like, all these things. And, like, the $20 bill, if you fold it right, it's just conspiracy.
Exactly.
Okay, here we go. Airport exit, airport terminal departing flights. Yes.
Okay. Oh, fun now.
This is raw and live. You're just listening to us try to find stuff and actually talk.
He said, I'm at the airport twice a week. I know everything. He can't find his way around.
I know. Well, I usually park. I don't drop off. I do. I drop. Eric will call me up. Oh, I need to go to the airport at 5 a.m. When I go to bed, dude. That's my bedtime. But right now, the strip is it's 3:30, and it's full of drunk people walking barefoot.
Stop sign.
They're walking barefoot because, especially women, because
heels
hurt. That's all we did. Oh, they couldn't.
Why would you wear shoes like that?
Right. Why would you even wear heels on the strip? Because one thing I've noticed, if you ever come to the strip, girls, I know you like heels, but you're going to end up taking them off. And then you end up walking barefoot over the nastiest road possible.
People throwing,
the strip.
Spitting.
So just bring extra slippers or something. But
bring comfortable shoes. You know, if guys look at your legs. They don't look at your shoes, okay? The girls look at your shoes.
From a man.
Trust me, I know. I've been looking at legs for years.
You're a professional leg looker.
That's right.
All right, what airline?
I'm going with
Southwest.
Southwest.
Okay, yeah, you're way over here.
That's way down this end, isn't it?
No, other end.
I knew it was one of the ends. Had a 50-50 chance.
Oh, it is open.
I told you.
So, the bump. Speed bumps at airports are no joke.
Yeah, they'll launch you. Launch you, baby.
Oh, for some reason, I thought I was all closed. Okay, you're good.
Are you sure it's not down there?
No, trust
me. Delta's here.
I know, Southwest.
Oh, it's Alaska's that way.
That's what I usually
fly.
Hey,
but it's been good talking to y'all.
Yeah, it's been good talking. I'm glad you got to hear my dad talk about, I don't know, stuff.
Southwest. He Southwest right
right
there?
Here, yes.
That's it. It's right here, yeah. Okay.
Well, it was good chatting with you guys. Thanks for listening in. I'm glad you guys sit and talk to my dad for a minute and listen to us talk about cool random stuff, I guess.
Send in some questions and we'll
get it next time. All right. I love you, Dad. Bye. Thanks, guys.